All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Two for Tuesday, get your requests in. One artist, two songs. Get them in now, 312-981-7200. And a little bit later on, Dana DiLorenzo is going to join us from Ash vs. Evil Dead. And she's got a new movie called The Mad Ones that we're going to talk about. And she, of course, is my future ex-wife. There you go. I want to welcome back to the show three people we had on about a year and a half ago when they were doing a Kickstarter campaign to do a short film called The Replacement. Our old friend Mike McNamara is here. And you've been on the show many times. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do I have the wrong mic? There. How about that one?
Oh, now, oh,
there it is.
There he is.
There it is. I've only been doing this for about 30 years. I just want you to know that. welcome. Terrific actor, really cool guy, and
you are
one of the stars of the replacement.
Yep.
And then we have a husband and wife creative duo here, Naz Khan and Sean Miller.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Naz, you produced it.
Naz,
I'm sorry.
Everybody does it.
Okay, Naz Khan, you produced it, and Sean, you wrote, edited it, directed it.
Produced as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just telling you guys off the air, I loved it, man. It's so good. It's so, so good.
Thank you so much.
When you guys were here for the Kickstarter about a year and a half ago, and then, you know, I watched it twice. I can't believe you told me off the air it was $35,000 total.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thereabouts. Okay.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, the way that this movie looks, the special effects, the cinematography, everything about this movie does not say $35,000. And I know it's only 16 minutes long.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
But still, I mean, you guys should be really, really proud. It's a terrific film.
Oh, we are.
Yeah. So tell everybody about the movie briefly. Give us a synopsis. We're going to break for the news, and we're going to come back and talk a lot more about the making of it and all that stuff. So tell everybody what the replacement is.
Sure. So it is a sci-fi political satire, and it's set in a world where cloning is like the new big social trend. Like, it's the big thing that everyone's pushing forward, and it's election night. And the first clone has just been elected president. And meanwhile, his natural-born original, the guy it's all, you know, based on, is stuck in this, like, dead-end, you know, blue-collar cleaning gig type of thing.
Right.
Wondering, you know, just how it all went so wrong for him. He's, like, watching TV and seeing all of his clones doing amazing things, and he's here stuck, you know, cleaning toilets. So.
Right. And Mike plays that role.
That's right. That's me. Only one guy for the toilet cleaning, soon-to-be-president, clone role, and that was
But he really tries to make his job seem like it's better than it really is.
Right. And it's a theme. You really try to, an actor. That's all we do, right?
Well, but now the clones are everywhere in this world that you've...
Yeah.
Thousands of them.
Thousands. I mean, it's not just like you have your clone, mm-hmm. Nick. It's like, you know, there's hundreds of Nick clones out there. It's a template. It's a model. It's like a car.
Right.
You know?
So we get to see a lot of Mikes.
Yes.
In the
there's a lot of Mikes.
How many Mikes are in the movie?
Oh, geez. There's at least eight of them. Eight or nine.
Yeah.
That's a lot. This was quite a shoot.
I have to say, I want to get to all the technical stuff because, again, it's an astonishingly beautiful movie.
Man.
And so smart.
Oh, thank you.
And funny and timely, man. When you guys were making this movie, this was before the election when you guys were shooting.
Absolutely. That was the key, is it was before the election.
Yeah.
So we really, and I think at the time, we kind of thought the election was pretty much going to go a certain way.
And yeah, I think a lot of us thought that.
Understood. Yeah. So we were kind of like, well, okay, well, you know. And then once things went, you know,
the way they went, we kind of thought,
wow, well, how far away are we really from this? From this future that we're depicting,
you know, it's
in the
funny.
Replacement.
It's funny that you know what happened during the election. Not really great, but really great for your movie.
Yeah, that's what we said. We were like,
sadly,
holy crap! What's going on here? But great for us.
Yeah, it's great for you guys. Not so much for everybody else, but great for you guys.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's called The Replacement. There's one more screening at the Chicago International Film Festival. It's tomorrow, Wednesday, at 5:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it on a tablet, but I really highly recommend people go out and see it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's part of a whole shorts program.
Okay.
So all Chicago made and Illinois made shorts. So you're gonna get a lot of bang for your buck. You'll see our film and several other films that are really, really good and all made local.
Okay. That's great. That's really, really cool. And the Chicago Film Festival rules.
It's just
fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's a screening shot. Where are they screening it?
It's going to be at AMC River East.
Oh, River East. Okay, right here, right around the corner. River East. Yep. Nice, big,
I know. That's why we like this for you. Yeah. We're like, hey, you know, you, on your way to work, you can just pop right, or from work, from to work.
So anyway, there you go. It's going to be at the River East. Yep, so make sure you get your tickets. And, yeah, we'll talk more about it. You guys, so excited to have you here. Great movie. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the news after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. The great and lovely, the awesome Dana DiLorenzo is going to join me. She's my future ex-wife. She is starring in a new movie called The Mad Ones, which is now available on demand and streaming. And we'll talk about that. And the season 3 of Ash vs. Evil Dead starts again in February, and we'll talk with her about that. She's one of my favorite people. We got a lot more coming up. We're also going to talk about things that no man over 40 should wear. We're not tell you a little bit about that. So, but right now I want to get back into the conversation with my three guests. Oh, by the way, a pop-up video coming up as well. Skip's on his way. Sean Miller, Naz Khan, and Mike McNamara of the short film The Replacement are here. The movie's going to be screened tomorrow, Wednesday, as part of the Chicago International Film Festival, 5:45 p.m. at the beautiful River East Theater right down the street here. Mm-hmm. And it's a tremendous – I was just, you know, I'm just gushing over over this thing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, what was the origin of this? How did it all start?
You know, it was all kind of came from, like, me and Naz talking about, you know, just how fast, like, technology progresses and social movements progress, almost, like, faster than, like, you know, the law or society, like, really can catch up. Like, you look at the internet and, you know, piracy law or Facebook or this type of stuff, and it just moves so much faster than, you know, people can.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of like, well, where is this going to go? And you can look at AI, and you can look at, you know, people, you know, the way jobs are going to kind of get, like, automated and get out there. And we're like, okay, well, what can we do with this? And the more, you know, the more we kind of put, like, a human face to it, like cloning, because you've got, like, you know, Dolly the Clone's been, Dolly the Sheep.
Yep.
It's been around since, like, what, not the 90s?
Yep.
So we were like, okay, we put a human face on it, and the more we wrote it, the more it's like, this is absurd. This is hilarious, but it's so dark. It's so, there's so much you can do with it, and we just kind of, like, ran with it, and we, like, took it to the highest level.
Yeah, well, you did, not only in terms of ideas and exploring the themes and you know, that kind of stuff, but technically you took it to the highest level that you possibly could. You had a Kickstarter campaign, which is the last time you guys were on. We talked about that, and you reached your goal.
Yep.
And
you did it. Yeah.
And as producer, how did you spread the money around?
So we have a lot of experience in stretching small budgets. Apart from running a successful Kickstarter campaign, we got about $16,000 from the Kickstarter, and then we self-funded the rest of the movie. But we really stretched the budget.
Yeah.
It's a balance between choosing a number of good locations, selectively using what's in the scene, and picking areas where we can apply visual effects and building upon what's in the scene. So not just that, we also, our cinematographer is a 3-time Emmy Award winning cinematographer.
Fantastic looking movie. Let me just say that.
Mike Bove, he's amazing.
Really, truly beautiful, beautiful cinematography.
So that helped collaborating with professional people like Mike Bove, professionals like Sarah Sharp, who is known in Chicago for doing amazing production design work. It was a balance between choosing the right props, making the props so that it looks like it's a bigger movie.
It's just, you guys did an incredible job doing that. I mean, it just really, it looks so good and so professional and so, I mean, you could put it up you can put it in a movie theater right now, and it would match everything that's in theaters right now.
I mean, it's that. And, you know, we brought in some of the top VFX people in the country that are right here in Chicago through Cutter Studios, which is one of our production partners, with Flavor and Another Country. So just some of the best, you know, Neil Cohen, Craig Duncan, the whole team. We don't mean to rattle off everybody, but there's so many people, all Chicago, that all jumped into this. And these are some of the people that are the best at what they do. And, you know, this is a unique film. This is a, you know, unique script, timely, and people, you know, liked the direction it was heading in, so they wanted to jump in.
I was telling you guys off the air that, you know, watching the film, I recognized some locations. and I recognized that you guys, what you're just talking about, you tweaked them a lot to make them look just a little bit out of there and just a little bit off-worldly, you know. And yeah, it's a beautiful job. But I was like, I know where that is.
So, yeah. Staten Lake.
Yeah.
Where else, Nas? We're Lake and State. That was, I think,
that's
our
where
first
you get tossed in the van.
Shoot.
You get tossed in the van.
That was an interesting night.
That was an interesting night.
There were some stories there.
It was, I think it was either Friday night or Sunday. These shoots were 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., five straight nights at least. And so it's pretty grueling. And also, Staten Lake at around 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
I mean,
it gets a little seedy.
Yeah.
And that night it got real seedy.
Yeah. Yeah,
someone got stabbed. I'll just leave it at that. Someone got
stabbed
across
not on the crew.
From
Mike saved me.
I did actually save Nas. We were walking to the location, and I literally saw a guy bleeding out of his stomach.
Whoa!
And I grabbed Nas and was like, walk this way.
Yeah. Wow.
She was like, what are you doing?
I'm like, wow.
And this is across the street. Meanwhile, you know, Sean's like,
I'm filming
in action.
I'm getting the walkie-talkie. I'm like, there's been a stabbing.
Everybody
the attacker
hide.
Is at large. Right. You know, just watch out for an attacker, guy with a knife, you know, and we're like, what is going on?
There's no security, bud. You know, so we're just kind of like, well, we have to shoot this.
Yeah, as I was going back to the hotel room, I remember like walking. It's like, everybody, be careful. There's a stabber on the loose.
There's a stabber
and
on the
action.
Loose. That's the last thing you want to hear, man. The last thing. So all Chicago crew.
Yep. Yes.
All Chicago. Yep.
That's
all local.
Fantastic. You know, it says a lot so much about the talent in this city.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah. Because how long did now you said it was how long was the shoot?
5 day shoot. We had
a day of pickups.
You know, where we shot the if you see the movie, it opens up. There's some like TV channels and stuff like that. So we did some pickups for that.
For that, right? Mm-hmm. So post, what was post like?
Oh, post was a little wild.
Yeah,
post was a little wild, but because
there's a lot of stuff to do in this movie that you had to do in post.
Yeah,
post production, by the way, is what we're talking about.
Post production, visual effects, editing, sound design, all that type of stuff. And I mean, that took like eight, nine months, but that was also because a lot of visual effects in there, we were getting a lot of favors. So, you know, you work with people, you know, in between projects and stuff.
Right.
And everyone was phenomenal. They were great to work with. Cutters and Cutter Studios, Another Country and Flavor through there.
Yeah.
They were, just super accommodating, really made everything look super professional.
So you've had screenings now already at the Chicago Film Festival, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
have.
What's
the reaction been?
Oh, super positive.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
I'm going to say I've never had people line up to talk to me before, and that was quite it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
We had a great turnout. In the first screening, we had about 50 people come. Second screening, it was also full house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited for the third show on Wednesday at 5:45 p.m.
Right.
And I checked with the fest. There's a limited number. Tickets are super limited already for Wednesday. This is the one that's at the other two screenings were kind of like Sunday afternoon and Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, right.
This is the evening one.
Right.
So Wednesday, 5:45, you definitely want to buy tickets through ChicagoFilmFestival.com.
Get those tickets. Yeah, get it there. I highly recommend that you see this thing. And so there's going to be a lot of other, you know, crews and film people there. Mm-hmm. How many films are they showing? How many are on the
150?
Like no, it's like, I believe
oh,
it's like.
Total at the festival.
At the I believe it's like 8 or 9, is that right?
Yeah,
8 or 9 short films in the shorts program.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
150 overall for the festival.
For the festival,
that would be a really long short
program. That would be a long short program.
You're there all day.
Come on in.
Starts on Wednesday. We'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Yeah.
Eight or nine shorts. Drip.
Yeah. All Chicago made. All Illinois made.
That's great.
And, really diverse and just.
Do you guys know your placement in the lineup?
You know, they've mixed it up each time, I think.
Yeah.
So we don't.
So you're just kind of sitting there and all of a sudden, oh, our movie.
Right. That's us.
Yep.
We see clones.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Yep. All right. Well, Mike, have you been working on anything that we can speak about?
Sure. You know, I had a few episodes of Chicago Fire, a couple, you know, not too long ago, and have worked on a couple other features as well. But this is, I mean, I'll say for me, this is kind of put up or shut up a time as an actor. If you're going to play 4, 5, 6 different roles in one film and go all out, you know, and really pour your life into it over the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that this is it. And this is one that, you know, we hope it makes it into a lot of festivals. We're thrilled to have the world premiere here in Chicago. And it's, I mean, this is... It's pretty crazy. Oh, I was like, I'm dropping weight. I'm start. You know, there's a little. You know, if you see yourself once on the screen,
yeah.
the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're on camera seven times, do the math.
That's
Nick.
70 pounds.
That's trouble. So you know, and Sean and Nas did a great job with. You know, the whole cast is amazing. Jeff Gerritsen. Cecily Von Ray,
Kylan Conroy.
Just a lot of everyone's perfect for the role that they're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'm okay in the roles that I'm in. But it's really we all just everyone just went all out, and I really feel like we had the best person in each of these roles.
I think so.
You're gonna dig it when you come see it.
Just as a person who watched it, I can tell you that
you're picky.
I am picky. Yes, I am.
Meant the world to hear that from you.
No, man, it's true. But yeah, so then Austin is next for you guys, right? Is Austin next?
Yep.
And you're looking forward to that, I would imagine.
Yep. Coming right around the corner.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about because you play multiple clones in this movie, and there are like five or six of you on screen sometimes at once. I want to talk about the shooting of that and how you guys did it. And I was telling you guys off the air that seems to be a thing now on cable TV where guys are playing twins, because on The Deuce, James Franco plays himself and his twin brother, and they have to act with one another. Right. And then Zach Galifianakis on Baskets plays twins, and they have to act with one another.
Yep.
And wait a minute. I totally forgot. Ewan McGregor played brothers in Fargo. And so they played two roles. So it's a major cable thing now. That's the thing. Have one guy play brothers.
They want the Golden Globes.
That's exactly
what better way
right.
to get those?
Exactly.
Best way to get that hardware.
That's right. So we're going to talk about the technical aspect of all that stuff and more. The movie is called The Replacement. It's a terrific short film. Part of the festival Wednesday night, tomorrow night, 5:45 at the River East. Get your tickets now because they're going fast. And it's a really terrific movie, and you should all come out and see it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more right after this on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower on a wet Tuesday morning. 2 for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. Get your requests in now. My buddy Dana DiLorenzo is going to join us, talk about her new movie, The Mad Ones. And season 3 of Ash versus Evil Dead, which is coming out in February. So we got that coming up as well. A pop-up video is coming up. Skip Skipley on the way. Our guests right now, though, are Sean Miller, Naz Khan, and Mike McNamara of the short film The Replacement, which is part of a shorts program that's happening tomorrow night at the River East Theater, AMC River East, right down the street from here, part of the Chicago International Film Festival at 5:45. Get your tickets now. And I wanted to talk about the technical aspect of doing the clone scenes, and what, you know, let's start with you, Mike. What kind of a challenge was it for an actor?
Well, really, it was, you know, how do we make each of these characters unique? Because you just don't want it to look like a guy's just talking to himself. So what is it that makes each of these characters unique, but yet where are those similarities? And you'll see when you see the film, there are some subtle little hints at how each of these clones are a little similar to each other.
Yeah.
They're similar in their insecurities and kind of their mannerisms, but yet very different from what we'll call actual Abe or natural Abe,
right.
who was cloned.
Right.
There's a bartender that comes into the mix that's a bit rowdy, and then there's the actual president, and there's some soldiers, and there's all sorts of characters. And it's just, how do we make each of those unique yet authentic? And, you know, as we said, we shot overnight. So it was 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., five straight days. And it's not like you prepare yourself for that. So there's a point where, you know, it's 3:45 in the morning. You're losing your mind.
Right.
You're playing.
I do that every morning, by the way.
That's right. We were living the Nick DiGilio life for a while. And to all of Nick's listeners, I'll let you know, it's not all that great. So, you know, it's 3:45 in the morning. There's, you know, I'm playing three different characters in one shot. And your nerves are starting to fray. And you're really just starting to lose your mind a little bit. But it helped for this, you know, dark satire
it comes off beautifully, though, man. Yep. There's none of that is in the movie. None of that frazzled stress is in the
well,
movie.
Well, several of these characters are frail.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of worked. I could just kind of go with it.
But as a character, not as an actor. It didn't come across as like, the actor's frazzled.
He's in trouble.
Yeah. No, but, I was telling you guys that Franco has a person feeding him his lines when he's playing the other brother and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Zach Galifianakis doesn't and just kind of does it on his own. You had someone feeding lines to you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, another gentleman named David who was in the scenes and who learned the lines and did a great job, worked very hard at it. But, you know, it was one where I'm making eye contact with him. I'm really having the scene with him.
Right.
To make sure that I'm keeping it consistent. So, but yeah. Which was pretty fun, pretty stressful. Again, you know, 4:30 in the morning, everyone's starting to kind of lose it a little. But we just had this top flight crew that really kept it on track. And then you have Nas and Sean who are really, okay, Mike, here, look this way, look that way.
Yeah.
Camera here, camera there.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Sean, what's your background? Let's remind us again.
Sure. So I went to Columbia College, Chicago, downtown.
Yep.
Actually, I met Nas on a slasher film.
Yes, we talked about this the last time. A movie that I saw.
In Niles, Michigan.
You saw Cyrus.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the last time you guys were here, I was like, yeah, I saw that movie.
I saw that one.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you guys, and your reaction was priceless. When I said, I saw it, you went, you saw that movie?
It was so romantic, Nick. It was so romantic.
It was.
And Mike was there.
I was on it.
He was on that too.
I got my head blown off in that.
Right.
Head's blown off.
Right.
Yeah.
What a great way to meet your future wife, right?
Meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Is great.
Yeah. So you worked on films and
worked on films. I've worked on I've assistant directed 50 different films and produced a bunch of films, and I've directed a couple, and this one was the first one in a little while, and I had just gotten a ton of experience doing low budget films.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd learned all the tricks of how you stretch a budget, how you make stuff look big, and I was like, I love sci-fi. This is a movie I really kind of want to make, and I think we could make this, in a good way.
And Nas, what's your background?
Very similar. So I also went to Columbia in the MFA program. I did not meet Sean at Columbia, but I did meet him at the
slasher movie.
Slasher movie.
Right.
Before I met him, I was doing a lot of AD work, and then before that, I was doing a lot of production design work. So what happens is that when you do a lot of AD work and a production design work and then you start producing, it's just you start learning how to do a lot of things on the set.
Right.
And that's what makes you I'm not saying I'm the best producer, but it gives me a lot of ideas of how to creatively solve problems on set.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the best producer.
You have to say that, man. You live with her. You have to say that.
I'll say Nas is the best.
Okay, all right, there you go.
I don't have to.
Were you guys excited when you finally got to see the final product?
Oh, yeah. Super excited. Yeah. I mean, plays great on the big screen and with an audience. And, hearing the reactions that first time is just phenomenal.
There's something to that. When we've been looking at different cuts of this film for maybe the last 12 months, 8 months, 9 months, really, when you look at it, because everyone's working nights and weekends to get this thing done in post. So it was over a long period of time. After a while, once you've seen 7, 8, 9 cuts of the film, you start to kind of lose your mind a little because you're like, what is this? So for people to come in fresh and see it and just take it in.
Right.
And to see the positive response. And also, from you, Nick, it's just, okay, it was worth it.
No, absolutely. We were talking off the air, and I'm not going to give the ending. I wouldn't dream of giving
Don't
the final
you
scene
dare.
Away. But the final scene is fantastic, and I loved it. But you guys said that you tweaked that final moment for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
It took you a while to get to there.
We kept kicking ideas around, and I think Sean had something set, and then we said, well, what if we try this? And a lot of that we were figuring out on set, if I recall.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We were on the day, we were like, okay, how can we, bookend this and really bring everything together that came before it? And, we just kind of riffed and came up with a couple of different ideas. And
What's the location where the president makes his entrance on those steps?
It is
because those steps were amazing.
Morgan Manufacturing. It's in West Loop. It's a pretty famous event space.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be where fancy industrial looking parties are supposed to be.
Yeah.
I saw the location and I thought to myself, if we lit it in a way that was dramatic. We can make it look like a futuristic space
yeah.
where somebody can get tortured.
And that's what happens.
And it's a wedding venue.
Yeah. That's a wedding venue.
So I'm walking down those steps, you know.
Yeah.
But in this case, torture.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice use of locations and everything in this movie. It's just terrific, man. I really loved it. It's called The Replacement. It's part of a shorts program that's happening tomorrow night, Wednesday, 5:45 p.m. at the River East Theater. And you can get your tickets now. Get them now because they're going fast. Yep. And you can check out the website. I love the website, clonesforcongress.com.
And you can get your tickets. Just go to chicagofilmfestival.com.
Chicagofilmfestival.com.
Yeah, it's the City and State Shorts program.
Right.
And I think people, you know, it really packs a lot into these 15 minutes. It's politically charged. Plus, we've got some humor, some satire, some drama, some action, and mm-hmm. even a little bit of romance in there. So
yeah.
I think people are going to dig it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. And I just want to – I would like to compliment the action sequences that happen. And there are some gunfire moments mm-hmm. that happen. Mm-hmm. Beautifully edited. Like really beautifully edited. Just great stuff. Sometimes that's not easy to do. Sometimes you can get lazy
yeah.
with that. But
yep.
it's really nicely done. Technically, on every level, it's great. Thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. The Replacement will be playing Wednesday night, Chicago International Film Festival, River East. Get your tickets now. It starts at 5:45. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks.
Have a great morning. Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got the news right here on 720 WGN.